Welcome to Behind the Headlines, your daily roundup of some of the stories our reporters have been covering across the UK today. It's a chance to give them a bit more time than we can usually fit into our hourly news bulletins. And it's not always the most serious of stories. We do try to find some of the more talkable issues or even the fun or quirky. Like today, we hear from a couple who are obsessed with a particular Scottish League One side.
I would set my alarm every morning to be able to wake up in the US to be able to watch the Cowie Thistle play.
We also talk about changes that could be on the way for vets' bills. A warning that we do have a piece on baby loss in case that's an issue you're just not in the right headspace for. And
we'll be finding out if you can spot the real from the AI.
But we're starting with a major report into climate change, which came out today. The country's top climate advisers are warning the UK must get ready for warming of 2 degrees by 2050. That's hotter and sooner than most previous advice. And it means there's a high chance of breaching the 2015 Paris Agreement limit. That's where countries had agreed to try to limit warming to well below 2 degrees and ideally 1.5 degrees. Well, at the same time as that wake-up call report from the Climate Change Committee, a major international research project will set sail from Plymouth's Devonport dockyard later this week. Our chief reporter, Andrew Kay, has been on board.
Of course, this vessel is most famous after a public vote to name it, which resulted in the name Boaty McBoatface being chosen. The captain, Will Whatley, tells me there was no way this major international floating research hub was going to be called something so flippant.
Boaty, the whole thing captured the hearts of the nation, and it's raised awareness of what we do, so I think it's fantastic. I'm very proud to be in command of a ship that carries the name Sir David Attenborough.
And from being on board and speaking to the scientists here, you can understand why the whole ship was named the Sir David Attenborough instead. I've been shown around these huge onboard temperature controlled laboratories, also these amazing underwater autonomous vehicles.
Well, this vessel is adding to data sets that we've been amassing for many decades.
That's marine ecologist Professor Geraint Talling.
Charting how the oceans are changing.
He says all of us should be taking note of reports like the one out today.
Even our climate in the UK is really dependent on the ocean. The oceans drive heat and bring cooling water into areas that otherwise would overheat. So if the oceans weren't doing their jobs properly, we would overheat, even in places like the UK.
Over the coming months, more than 60 world-first research projects are being undertaken on board this vessel, and the scientists here on board are the people seeing climate change on the front line, so to speak.
I was on a winter cruise in July this year, so July is winter in the Southern Hemisphere, and we saw that when we were there, there was absolutely no sea ice at the time we were there, and that was quite rare, actually.
That's marine chemist Dr. Rhiannon Jones, who says the research being done on board here will be presented to decision makers around the world.
What we also do is look at past climate. So we try and reconstruct past climate and determine the sensitivity of the Earth to climate change.
Sir David Attenborough will set sail from here on Friday, powered by hydro-treated vegetable oil to reduce its carbon impacts. On board, there's also full-time chefs, as I'm told when you're out working at the poles, you need a good meal afterwards. And of course, it's a British ship, so there's 15,000 tea bags on board, also 1.2 tonnes of baked beans and 2 tonnes of bread flour.
Still to come on Behind the Headlines, how this
is a fire burning
is helping new mums. But first, we're looking at the issues of vets' fees. Vets could be forced to publish price lists and cap the costs of prescriptions in a raft of measures recommended by the UK's competition watchdog. It found customers may be paying twice as much for some prescribed medicines than they could pay online. Well, we went and spoke to some dog walkers in Liverpool who all said they'd welcome this move.
You can get them cheaper online, but they never really mention it to you.
We were going to look at getting a prescription and then getting it maybe online, but they said, well, do you know, you have to pay to get the prescription anyway.
The receptionist, she told me that I could buy the eye drops from the chemist. I think they were £5 at the chemist and about 26 off the vets.
Here, the little small problem, it cost us £4,000.
You know, if you had the option to take that prescription away and have free choice, it'd be absolutely amazing. But we'll pay it, won't we? Because it's our animals.
I've had two separate animals have the same treatment and be charged different prices.
Now, the past week has been Baby Loss Awareness Week, and it's been marked with various events around the country to help provide information about and get people talking about stillbirth, miscarriage, neonatal death and ectopic pregnancy. So those who are affected know where to go for help and support. In Worcestershire, hundreds of ribbons have been placed in Redditch's Arrow Valley Park for people to remember their baby. Our reporter Elliot Burrow has been there for us.
Although it feels very special to us to have people remember our baby, we don't need a week to remember our baby. We remember them every day. But this is a chance for other people to remember their baby and maybe reach out to a friend that they know lost a baby 10 years ago.
Overlooking the lake on the section of the wooden fence, there's a sea of over 400 pink, yellow and blue ribbons, each one dedicated to a baby with their name on. It's been set up by Lauren Hinks after she lost her son in 2021. And she writes some of the ribbons on the behalf of others.
When I write each ribbon, I say that baby's name out loud, which is really important to me because I know that each baby is so important to that family. They're not just a name that's written on a ribbon. They're a little life that has been lost and deserve to be said.
The display is here all year round.
Still to come, the marriage proposal involving a third-tier Scottish football club. But now we're taking a look at something that's being used more and more in schools across the UK, artificial intelligence. New figures show the majority of pupils are now using technology like ChatGPT to help with their work. Our reporter Harry Booth has visited a school in Anfield to see if they can spot what's AI and what's real.
Well, I've had my fair share of being caught out. I'm sure many of you have as well. And it's the same for pupils, with 32% unable to tell whether it's true or not. So I've loaded up an AI video of some bunnies bouncing on a trampoline and asked these students what they thought.
I don't know, because they jump really high.
What if I told you that was not real? That was AI.
Was it?
I'm so shocked because it looks so realistic.
They always get me because I've seen videos of AI before and they were so realistic, so I thought it was real.
Real, because the nighttime looked like AI, but the actual bunnies looked real.
So I can tell you now, that was AI.
You look surprised, yeah.
Nearly half of students also admit they're worried their teachers can't spot when their classmates are using AI to do their homework. The Department for Education says it's published resources to advise schools on how to use AI safely.
Well, I don't even know if that's really Harry's voice or not. We've been experimenting with how AI can replicate our newsreaders' and reporters' voices, and it's really hard to tell the difference.
Yes, we have Kat. This is newsreader Nathan Marsh talking about artificial intelligence. Or is it?
Yes, we have Kat. This is newsreader Nathan Marsh talking about artificial intelligence. Or is it?
Could you tell the real Nathan from the AI version? Well, next, we discover how singing groups are helping women with postnatal depression. A new study by King's College London, along with Breathe Arts Health Research, has found singing sessions have a long-lasting effect for new mums who may be struggling with their mental health. Our reporter Claire Bode has been along to a baby group to find out more.
There's a fire.
24% of new mothers are believed to suffer from postnatal depression. But founder of Breathe Arts Health Research, Yvonne Farquharson, told us many new mums struggle to reach out for more traditional forms of help.
But we know there are a lot of cultural barriers, societal barriers to women sometimes accessing mainstream therapies. Fear, embarrassment, shame. The types of women we're working with, they often wouldn't go to their GP or admit that they're having these feelings, but they are happy to come into a mum and baby group.
Yvonne's organisation launched Breathe Melodies for Mums, which allowed mothers and babies to come together in a circle and sing together.
There's a fire burning in my soul.
Since launching the programme, Yvonne told me they're seeing clear results.
Singing in this bespoke intervention has been proven to reduce symptoms of postnatal depression. And not only does it significantly reduce those symptoms, but that's maintained 6 months after the programme ends.
One mum from London who joined the singing group was Holly, along with her baby daughter Etty. She told me why she feels so many mums face postnatal depression.
I don't think anything prepares you for the fact that when you have a baby, you really aren't the priority as the mother anymore. The second they give you that baby, your job is done. And that's wonderful, but also quite frightening to suddenly realise that no one really cares about you anymore.
Holly told me that while she was originally nervous to join the singing group, it's made a world of difference.
I did sort of go in a bit like, I don't think this is going to be my thing. I came out and I knew immediately that that was my safe place. That was going to be my safe place every week. Kind of changed my life in a way. It gave me a purpose that I didn't know I needed to have. But when I had it, I realised it was the best thing for me, and it just brought me pure joy.
Now, whilst this study does not say these singing groups replace talking therapy or medication, at a time with long NHS waiting lists for services, these groups are a much needed and more accessible lifeline for many mothers.
There is hope rising in my soul.
And finally, there have been countless romantic gestures over the years, but have you ever heard of one quite like this? An American tourist who supports a team in the third tier of Scottish football re-proposed to his wife on board a fan bus before the pair renewed their vows the following day. Liam Ross caught up with the happy couple.
Inverness Caledonian Thistle fanatic Daniel Bryant has been supporting the Highland side from Indianapolis for 6 years after tracing family roots to Scotland.
I would set my alarm every morning to be able to wake up in the US to be able to watch the Cowie Thistle play.
He wanted to see them play before turning 50 and managed to fit in an away trip to Forfar Athletic during their holiday. Cowie Thistle bagged a 4-1 win on Saturday, but it was the husband and wife of 21 years who got the big result afterwards.
I wanted to ask my wife one more time if she would marry me tomorrow. One more time.
He said yes!
And after renewing their vows at Inverness Cathedral on Sunday, Danielle tells us how much she's enjoyed her trip.
We're already looking at real estate. No, we loved it. It's been inspiring and almost magical, and just probably the best holiday we've ever been on.
No doubt it's a holiday to remember for them both.
And you can find out more on these and other stories on the news pages of our radio station websites, and we're across social media. Don't forget to come back here tomorrow, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the Rayo app. A new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.